The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Just in time for Father's Day, it's their I Love You Guys powder for your nards. Whether you wear briefs, boxers, or you go commando, if you love your guys, you'll definitely want to use I Love You Guys talc-free powder for your nards. A zingy cooling powder, talc-free with tea tree oil and Japanese peppermint oil. And also with a dash of zinc oxide for extra absorbency. Only $10 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BobAndChez, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
And my guest today is presidential nominee and JFK lookalike, Governor Jack Stanton.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Jack. Jack, when we were talking before, you were telling me that your mama liked Vegas. And who was her favorite act there? Is it Wayne Newton?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. When your mother plays blackjack, where does she stand pat? Is it 16?
Well, she is a bit of a gambler. But sometimes she'll go up to 17.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Governor, but I'm told that we have Senator Harris on the phone. Hello. This is indeed an honor.
Thank you.
We were just talking with Governor Stanton about how his mother loves Las Vegas. I was wondering, Senator, does your mother have a favorite vacation spot?
My mother's dead.
Oh.
We're having fun because we're number one. And the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
It is Thursday, June 9, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. It's a soap company. They make soap. I'm Bob. That's Chez right there.
Hello.
And that's Bernie Sanders right over there.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
We are also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Plus, you can get free legal advice at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Free, don't you know? All right. It's kind of a slow news day. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about today. Do you, Chez? I mean, is there anything? Do you got anything? I don't have anything. I got a blank slate here.
No. nothing good going on today.
Drawing a complete blank. Oh, man. Well, let's take this opportunity. I don't have any news to talk about today. Let's check in with H.A. Goodman. H.A.?
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
H.A. Goodman doesn't have to worry about turning the machines back on because he is 100% sure, he is certain that Hillary Clinton will indictment soon. Yeah. She'll be indicted soon. Indictment soon.
All right. Whatever.
He apparently dedicated a good portion of his, I guess, I don't know whether it's a daily, you know, YouTube rant to me because I didn't get under his skin.
Wait,
I
mean, really? Now, why didn't anyone tell me about this? He did, really?
Yeah. No, it was very, he didn't mention me by name, but he mentioned what we did yesterday, which is the attempt to goad him into taking a bet.
Oh, he did? He mentioned that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, man. You know what? That's like being mentioned on the radio. That's something. That's great. I feel like we got a shout out at the Oscars or something. You know, maybe I'll get the audio of that. Find the audio of that. Someone bring me the audio so I can play it on the after party tomorrow. I'm not going to take a chance of playing it right off of YouTube on the show because YouTube audio is notoriously bad. So,
but it's important to keep in mind that that he's laughing at me and I didn't get under his skin at all, even though I just got like a tweet storm from him.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, he started off. He and I have had that sort of relationship where like I'll troll him and tease him a little bit, and he doesn't really come back very often.
Yeah.
When he does, it's I like Chez. You know, he's wrong, but that kind of thing. And then I said the hell with it. And I just had a barrel of monkeys fun yesterday. And by the end of it, he was just, oh my God. He was calling me a hillbot and he was
Really?
And he was commenting on my quote unquote gambling problem. That was his deflection of the whole thing. And like, I'm just like, I mean, I loved it. I'm like, I'll give you $100. Tell you what, dear, we'll start cheap. Give you $100. It's not even a bet. I'm not even because it's not a bet because you already know the answer.
Yeah.
You keep saying she's going to be indicted. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put, you know, I think the investigation is b*** anyway. I think it's going to turn up nothing. Mm-hmm. But since you know that she's going to be indicted, you know, since you know that it's much bigger than it really is, put down some money. Here, mm-hmm. $100. It's you don't even have to put down money. It's easy money for you. Yep. And then you jumped in and somebody else jumped
in. On the action, yeah.
And by the end, we had about $1,200.
Yeah.
It's the easiest money.
$1,200? Really? $1,200? That's Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, the easiest money you will ever make that does not involve a webcam and bestiality.
Oh, by the way, I found that audio while you were talking just then. I found the audio.
This is an outrage. No, I demand an investigation. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
Okay. Well, in case you've been living under a rock, Tuesday night, Hillary Clinton won both New Jersey and California, as well as some other states in there, and attained enough pledged delegates in order to put her over the top on the pledged delegates alone and of course, the superdelegates, which... Yeah, the superdelegates, which, God, I don't even know what to say about that anymore, because people still don't understand. They don't get it. They don't understand the superdelegates. Yeah. I'm just done explaining to you, but I think we finally have a presumptive nominee. That's all good news.
We have a presumptive nominee. If you're holding out at this point, you're an asshole. And the idea that Sanders was initially, I don't know what he's, you know, he seems to have backed down a little bit, but the idea that Sanders was going to hold out was immensely hypocritical when you consider the fact that he, eight years ago, had, by the very metric that Hillary Clinton won, Barack Obama had won 8 years ago, and Bernie Sanders had no problem with it. He endorsed him right there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And didn't... Now, maybe I'm misremembering this, but didn't Obama have... Obama didn't have a majority of pledged delegates at that point. At the time that Hillary Clinton conceded to Barack Obama, he didn't have a majority of pledged delegates.
No, he had the exact same kind of situation, and I'm not sure how different the numbers were. I'm sure they were probably different, but, I mean, he didn't have... You know, I know he had fewer popular votes.
Yeah.
But, yeah... You know, Obama won the same way. Obama crossed the threshold the same way that Clinton crossed the threshold. Mm-hmm. And at the time, 8 years ago, Bernie Sanders said, okay, you know what, I endorse him. And that's like – he accepted that as a completely legitimate way to become the nominee.
Yeah, because, God, you know, you wonder if people really don't have access to the internet and they can't go back and look at what happened 8 years ago, because it was quite different. It's quite different situation, and Hillary Clinton still drives. In fact, Hillary Clinton 8 years ago had more popular votes than Barack Obama. But I think all is well that ends well. I think after today, it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to start winding down. It's probably sometime next week, maybe right after the D.C. primary. He's going to concede and throw his support behind Hillary Clinton. And I think it's smart to wait that 1 week to give his supporters time to wind down also, because clearly, and we're going to, I've got some fun comments and tweets that I'm going to read here on the show.
Dude, it is
a bit,
you know, if they hadn't been such assholes, I wouldn't be Eric Cartman licking Scott Tenorman's tears up today.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
watching how they went from completely expectedly, watching how they went from, oh, my God, Obama sold us out to Elizabeth Warren sold us out to Bernie sold us out. It's just, it's like the ice flow that they're on, the ice underneath them has just gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and now there's nothing left.
Yeah, and you know, I think I'm coming from a different perspective insofar as I really didn't get into endorsing one candidate or another and kind of stayed above it a little bit. I mean, I did dive in on many, many occasions, but I don't think nearly as much as you did. So consequently, I think I'm feeling a little bit generous today. I'm feeling a little bit conciliatory today. So, you know, I wrote some kind things both on Salon and the Daily Banter about Bernie Sanders. And I, you know, of course, I stand by those things.
I'm just blowing smoke. I am, believe it or not, the lunatics, the lunatic asylum that's still out there, fuck them.
Yeah.
But the people who are, and there are many of them who are saying, look, this is the hand we've been dealt. You play this hand. That's all. That's the logical, sensible, not selfish child thing to do.
Yeah.
And them, I applaud you 110%. Awesome. I extend a gigantic olive branch in your direction. And if, you know, I made it really, really clear. You know what? If Bernie Sanders does the right thing, then obviously he should be embraced and his message should be embraced and what he wants for the party. You know, people should take very seriously take that into consideration. And, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm conciliatory in terms of people who are conciliatory back or who are
right,
who have accepted this and that's it. But I mean, the people on, like, you know, the people, the meme warriors,
mm-hmm, right,
sorry, but f- them.
I know. Well, see, I'm waiting for another week, maybe 2 weeks, before I really start lashing out at those people, because I think right now, and I think to be reasonable about all of this, I'll be the got to give some people some time to mourn. I mean, this is like, it really is. And I was sort of comparing it to a bad breakup and the rage and disappointment and the frustration that people go through when they've gone through a bad, bad breakup. And I think a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are understandably stinging right now. And I'm not talking about all of the crazies on Twitter who have been trolling you all along, Jess. I'm talking about just the good, honest people who thought Bernie Sanders was going to be, not only the nominee, but also go on to become a great president and that all of his policies. And I actually agree with most of what he says. Mm-hmm. And they're going through a process right now where they have to kind of wrap their head around something that they've been wishing for and working toward and putting their emotions and their reputation and their energy behind for a solid year now, if not more. For a lot of people who've been Bernie's camp, it's been a lot longer than that. Tom Hartman, for example, has been pushing Bernie Sanders, God, as long as I can remember, 10 years now, maybe 10 years plus. So it's going to take a while on that front. But I think, we're going to start to see the separation. I mean, it's going to the real people, the real participants are going to start to rise to the surface over the next week or two. And then the real crap fest, well, they'll be just self-marginalizing over the next several months.
That's what I agree with you. I think that's what's going to happen. I think that as we move further and further into unifying, into naturally sort of unifying against Trump, I think that the people who refuse to will be kind of pariahs. And I have a pretty good idea of who a lot of them will be. Not saying all.
Yeah.
I'm not generalizing completely. But to me, there's a difference between people who know what politics is all about.
Yeah.
They're smart people. They understand the situation. They understand the gravity of what's happening right now. And the people who, quite frankly, got into politics 10 minutes ago because they're 12 years old. I mean, they're literally, this would have been the first time they ever voted.
Uh-huh.
And again, not to generalize, but I'm going to kind of generalize. They're entitled little millennial who have never faced a situation where they haven't gotten exactly what they wanted, and they wanted this so bad. Like I had to fight back so many of them on Twitter yesterday. You know me, I don't get into Twitter fights, and for some reason yesterday I was just f*** this, and it was so many, there were so many kids who were just coming after me, and I'm like, look, I know. I know this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt that you didn't get what you wanted, Snowflake.
Right.
But, I'm sorry that you changed you changed the cover picture on your Twitter page, and you have the Bernie filter on Snapchat, and you bought the T-shirt. I know it's going to hurt, but you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
Well, I guess, along those lines, let's just go ahead and do this.
Letters
comments.
Oh, we get letters.
Comments and tweets.
We get your letters every day.
No, not letters, comments.
Mailman.
Okay, so yeah, so as I was saying before, I too woke up this morning and to an entire barrage of things based on a couple of things I wrote about Bernie Sanders both yesterday and today, and which both things I believe were quite kind and gracious toward Bernie and his supporters.
And there's your first mistake.
And there, well, yeah, exactly. So this is my favorite comment. This is a commenter on Salon. Under my article from yesterday about Bernie Sanders' path forward.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
That's exactly
you
right.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
That's exactly the sentiment here. I'll use this music for this. Reading this comment here. This is awesome. Okay, it goes like this. Now, follow along at home. Count the number of times the name Bob is mentioned in this comment. Bob, if you're shocked by the fact that Bernie Sanders didn't acknowledge Hillary Clinton's historic clinching of the Democratic nomination Tuesday night, it's because you are not aware that no delegates have yet voted for Clinton or Sanders except in state caucuses.
There
Bob! Bob, you would be shocked to find out that the DNC convention in July is not a coronation. Bob! Brace yourself, Bob! The Democratic National Committee in July is an election, Bob. It's a goddamn democracy. Bob, the Democratic National Committee is a goddamn democracy, and those goddamn godless Democrats are going to go a voting. They're going to go a voting in July, Bob. Those goddamn godless DNC delegates are going to vote on behalf of the Democratic voters for a nominee, Bob. Bob, what the hell are you going to do about this goddamn godless democracy stuff, Bob? Bob, what the hell are you going to do to save the Republic, Bob? Bob! Bob, save us, Bob! Oh, Bob, I just found out that DC is yet to vote, but will on the 14th, Bob. Bob, that democracy cancer is unstoppable, Bob! That was it. That was 19 mentions of my name in that is what I counted in there.
That's amazing. My other favorite response is you're seeing this on like the Bernie Facebook pages, like the really hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Where they're trying so hard to interpret any little bit of information coming out today as positive. Mm. Like they're trying so hard to like sort of twist themselves into like, you know, pretzels of logic and reason to make it make sense. Like, they listened to what Bernie had to say when he came out of the meeting with Barack Obama and apparently Luca Brasi.
Right.
But, you know, they're saying one guy was like, well, no, see, because he's not saying that. What he's saying is that, you know, you guys are all reading it wrong. It's actually good news because what he's saying is that he's going to work with Hillary. But yeah, that could mean that he's going to make Hillary work with him. And he's going to – yeah. And I'm reading this and all I can think of is in death, a member of Project Mayhem does have a name. His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
Good. That's great. By the way, a couple more tweets I woke up to this morning. Here's this one. Who gives a fuck what that blithering Bob Seska says?
Please put that on your business card.
I know. I'm going to make a cover
withering
photo out of that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I also got this one. This one was right out of bed. This is the first thing I read on Twitter. Bob looks like he takes it up the ass painfully. That was... That was
that's totally unfair because you use lube.
That's exactly right. I mean, doesn't anybody know anything about me?
Yeah.
Good God! No, my response to that was, "Oh, Bernie must be so proud."
Exactly.
That was my only response. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about Barack Obama's endorsement of Hillary Clinton right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards. such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. I'm Bob, and I take it up the painfully is what I do. Oh, the things I learn on Twitter every day. Yep. Such a pleasant atmosphere over there. Oh, yeah, my remark to that that person who said my name 19 times in the comments at Salon. Yeah. My response was, I got a fever, and the only cure is more Bob. Ridiculous. All right, so Barack Obama, I thought he was going to announce his endorsement tonight, and then suddenly there it is appearing in my Facebook feed, a video that Hillary Clinton released on her Facebook page and via Twitter and so forth, and it was Barack Obama.
Did you see the vine of Bernie Sanders' reaction to it?
No.
Wow, because apparently he didn't know it was coming.
Oh, really?
So it's a shot of, you know, him being told that Barack Obama just endorsed Hillary Clinton. And the look on his face is just, it's just pure awkward.
Did he do that thing like the Little Rascals? Did he go, pew, whoop, like it just like did it's the double of, take?
All right.
I mean, he had to know it was coming.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I mean, sure. Well, he must have been told by Obama. Obama was, I think, had filmed this video. Filmed it. He shot this video last night in his bedroom using his iPhone. And there were some sleuths who investigated his tie usage and determined that it was shot last night and then used this morning. So, I mean, it should have been clear. I mean, Obama, I assume, had said something to Bernie during their meeting at the White House today. He said, well, I'm going to endorse via video Hillary in just a few minutes. And Bernie's like, well, okay, all right. And,
excuse me, I'm talking.
No, not yet. But so then the video dropped, and here is here's a little taste. If you haven't heard the endorsement, it was really great. It was actually a really nice 3-minute tribute to Hillary Clinton and also Bernie Sanders.
For more than a year now, across thousands of miles in all 50 states, tens of millions of Americans have made their voices heard. Today, I just want to add mine. I want to congratulate Hillary Clinton on making history as the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done. And I say that as somebody who had to debate her more than 20 times. Even after our own hard-fought campaign, in a testament to her character, she agreed to serve our country as Secretary of State. And from the decision we made in the Situation Room to get bin Laden, to our pursuit of diplomacy in capitals around the world, I have seen her judgment. I've seen her toughness. I've seen her commitment to our values up close. I've seen her determination to give every American a fair shot at opportunity, no matter how tough the fight was. That's what has always driven her, and it still does. So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary. I also want to thank everybody who turned out to vote and who worked so hard for our candidates. This has been a hard-fought race. I know some say these primaries have somehow left the Democratic Party more divided. Well, you know, they said that 8 years ago as well. But just like 8 years ago, there are millions of Americans, not just Democrats, who've cast their ballots for the very first time. And a lot of that is thanks to Senator Bernie Sanders, who has run an incredible campaign. Mm-hmm. I had a great meeting with him this week, and I thanked him for shining a spotlight on issues like economic inequality and the outsized influence of money in our politics and bringing young people into the process. Embracing that message is going to help us win in November. But more importantly, it'll make the Democratic Party stronger, and it will make America stronger. Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders may have been rivals during this primary, but they're both patriots who love this country, and they share a vision for the America that we all believe in. An America that's hopeful, an America that's big-hearted, an America that is strong and fair and gives every child the same chance that we had. Those are the values that unite us as Democrats. Those are the values that make America great. Those are the values that are going to be tested in this election. And if we all come together in common effort, I'm convinced we won't just win in November. We'll build on the progress that we've made, and we will win a brighter future for this country that we love.
All right. The shorter version of that goes like this. Everybody calm the f*** down. I got this.
Yeah.
Remember that meme? Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure as hell do. Yeah, that was great. And, you know, it was a surreal moment when I watched that because, you know, I distinctly remember the 2008 election. I remember how much more contentious it was than this past one, believe it or not. The volume was turned up this year, that's for sure, because of the prominence of social media that wasn't quite there 8 years ago.
That's the thing. Social media has allowed for the basically perpetual trafficking of crap.
Yeah.
Of, you know, memes and just, you know, shit.
Yeah.
And conspiracy theory and that kind of thing. And everybody can now wall themselves off in their little bubble.
I mean, then it was it wasn't as condensed. Social media has condensed all the commentary regarding the primary, and I think it's made it seem much more contentious than 2008. But I don't think it was. I think 2008, it just happened to have been spread out more because a lot of the fights were happening in the comments sections on blogs. 2008 was still all about the, you know, blogosphere 1.0, and that was where, I mean, the Huffington Post alone. I mean, remember in 2008, the Huffington Post basically had unregulated comment sections. So where they're like one article would have thousands and thousands and thousands of comments.
Oh, the Huffington Post had like almost unregulated blog posts.
I know.
I think about the number of things that I wrote for that site.
Yeah.
Back in like 2008 that I could never do now.
Oh, I know.
Never.
Right. I mean, 2008, we used to be able to post directly at Huffington Post. Now you have to save it as a draft, right? Don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't written anything for them in years.
Well, they've got admins and editors now who go through every last post. And back in 2008, it wouldn't matter. You could post a dozen times a day and just live post on the Huffington Post, dependent upon whether or not there was an editor put you on the front page, and that determined whether or not anybody actually read what you wrote. But if you posted something, it would be on the Huffington Post live, and you would just publish live. And so on top of that, the comments were mostly unmoderated. I mean, there was some, they did try to moderate those comments, but that's where the real fighting took place. And so looking back at 2008 and seeing how Obama and Hillary were clashing and everything, and that it was so contentious back then. And then there were these series of events that occurred that were just extraordinarily surreal. Hillary Clinton dropping out, then Hillary Clinton endorsing Barack Obama, then Obama nominating Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State, and then Hillary Clinton running, you know, this past election, and now Obama endorsing Hillary Clinton. It's just, it's really, really strange, especially knowing the history between these two people and what has actually happened. And I think it's the lesson here, and it doesn't matter if it's Obama, Hillary, or Bernie Sanders, which to me, as far as I'm concerned, that's going to be the triumvirate. Those are the power brokers in the Democratic Party right now. Obama, Hillary, Sanders. It's going to be that way for the foreseeable future. And I'm feeling kind of confident in that. I think that's a good idea. And what this endorsement and then Bernie Sanders' remarks today, which we'll play a little bit of the audio here in just a second, that to me is a signal and a lesson to, I think, the rest of us who are following along. And I'm speaking specifically of some of the more zealous supporters of their candidate, that this is how the grown-ups play. This is what happens. You fight the good fight. You say what needs to be said. You get your agenda out there. And then at the end of the day, you shake hands and you make peace with the people who are, at the end of the day, your allies. And I think that's the smart, I think this is really, really the smart move. And I really, I sincerely hope that over the next week or 10 days or so, maybe it takes a little bit longer. Maybe it'll take all the way to the convention for a lot of people to start coming around and following suit by what they're observing Obama, Clinton, and Sanders all doing in these coming days. What we've been seeing for so long now is part of the game, but it should only be a temporary part of the game. And then we all have to realize, well, we're kind of all working toward the same goal. We know of different people who we believe will do a better job of that. But really what it all comes down to, and this is maybe it's a sad statement about American politics today, that it's really all about who can best stop the Republicans, who can keep them bottled up and not let them do anything. Because the longer we can keep them, we can run out the clock and keep them on the sidelines, the less time they'll actually have to do anything bad, and eventually they're going to disintegrate. I mean, that's what's really it's all about. At some point, I believe within our lifetimes, I mean, I'm 44 years old. Sometime in my lifetime, the Republican Party will more or less cease to exist because they're being demographically played out. They're losing their people day by day. And yeah, they're not being resupplied with new people because they're telling everybody else outside of their white Christian conservative base, well, you're not welcome here. And they've nominated a candidate who articulates that language perfectly as far as they're concerned.
I know words. I have the best words.
Hello, Bob here. Last year, I discovered tweaked audio for the greatest earbuds ever, and I can honestly say I'm totally spoiled now. I can't imagine using anything else. They're quite literally the finest earbuds available. Go now to our website, bobsesca.com, and click the banner for tweaked audio for the best in earbuds and earphones. Tweaked audio is about comfort and quality for every ear in a variety of colors, including natural wood grain. They come with a lifetime warranty and free shipping to anywhere in the world. And Tweaked Audio's earbuds and earphones will work with all of your devices. Available in mic'd or unmic'd versions, they're designed to reduce outside noise, and they're perfect for both music and talk. Hear us and everything better with Tweaked Audio earbuds. You'll like the prices, too. And if you use the code BANDC, that's BANDC, at checkout, you'll save 30% off the listed price. Nearly one-third off on comfortable quality earbuds, warranted for life with free shipping anywhere. Use the code BANDC to save big on quality earbuds. Just click the banner for Tweaked Audio at bobsesca.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
The second half hour of today's show is brought to you by the BobSesca.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, and who doesn't love to shop at Amazon, enter the site using our logo. It's just beneath the logo at, or our link just beneath the logo at BobSesca.com. We get a small commission from everything you buy, even though I can't read these words that I read during every show today. Moving along here, let's talk about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, after meeting with Barack Obama today, stepped out of the White House up to a microphone and had a few things to say. And I thought, well, not bad. I mean, this is exactly what he needs to say at this point, and there shouldn't have been any expectation beyond that, really. Here's Bernie Sanders earlier today.
Thank you all. Let me begin by thanking President Obama and thanking Vice President Biden for the degree of impartiality. Our campaign has been about building a movement which brings working people and young people into the political process to create a government which represents all of us and not just a handful of wealthy campaign contributors. We will continue doing everything that we can to oppose the drift which currently exists toward an oligarchic form of society. Donald Trump would clearly, to my mind, and I think the majority of Americans, be a disaster as president of the United States. It is unbelievable to me, and I say this in all sincerity, that the Republican Party would have a candidate for president who in the year 2016...
By the way, you hear all those sirens in the background?
Yeah.
That's the FBI going to indict Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Just they're on their way right now.
And discrimination, the cornerstone of his campaign. in my view, the American people will not vote for or tolerate a candidate who insults Mexicans and Latinos, who insults Muslims, who insults African Americans and women.
By the way, that should be shortened to who insults everyone. I mean, is there any group that Donald Trump has not insulted yet? I mean, for God's sake, if he hasn't insulted your ethnic or racial group yet, you can kind of group yourself into the category of just everyone else whose intelligence is insulted on a daily basis by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Needless to say, I am going to do everything in my power, and I will work as hard as I can to make sure that Donald Trump does not become president of the United States. Mm. I will, of course, be competing in the D.C. primary. This is the last primary of the Democratic nominating process. The major point that I will be making to the citizens of the District of Columbia is that I am strongly in favor of D.C. statehood. I spoke briefly to Secretary Clinton on Tuesday night, and I congratulated her on her very strong campaign. I look forward to meeting with her in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump and to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%. Thank you very much.
You got to give Bernie credit for always sure. being able to pivot to his issues. I mean, every occasion, man, he just pivots right. I mean, back in 2014, I think it was September of 2014, I wrote an article when it was first rumored that Bernie Sanders was going to run. And one of the main things that I said in that article was, no matter what Bernie says, he can always pivot back to his issues. You know, he can always pivot back to the middle class.
That's something I've never liked about him.
Yeah, really.
Is that I've always felt that he's a one-issue candidate. And it's always bothered me that he, and by the way, I'm not saying that isn't a big issue. I'm genuinely not. I am not by any means dismissing the idea that wealth inequality is a huge issue for this country.
Right.
But no matter what you asked him, he figured out a way to bring it back to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And a president needs to be more than that.
So what do you make of his comments regarding Hillary Clinton and working with Hillary Clinton to defeat Donald Trump? I think this is the first time he's actually said that he's going to work with Hillary Clinton. I think most of the time he's always said that he's going to work to defeat Donald Trump, which could include running as an independent. I mean, he'd be technically running against Donald Trump, too. So, you know, he could have in the past construed that, well, I'm going to work to defeat Donald Trump, as meaning he was going to run as an independent. But clearly now the indication is from his remarks today that he's going to team up with Hillary Clinton to defeat Donald Trump rather than running against the both of them.
I don't know. I mean, this is the most conciliatory I've heard him be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I think it's really, really positive to hear him say that. And I'll be even more interested in hearing what he says after Tuesday night, or I think it's going to say something Tuesday night, and then he'll say something formally the next day. So I would expect that, and here's me trying to predict something, which is always a huge mistake. Never predict anything on this show. I think it's going to be on Wednesday when he's going to officially throw his support behind Hillary Clinton. I think if 8 years ago was any indication, he'll appear on stage with Hillary Clinton. I think they need to see, have that visual showing of support where they clasp hands and they raise their arms up and do that whole thing. I think that's the way it's going to play out because quite frankly, it has to. It has to. I mean, there are going to be many, many Bernie Sanders supporters who, no matter what happens from here on out, they'll stay home, they'll never support Hillary Clinton, and they'll certainly never vote for Hillary Clinton, and they'll continue fighting on social media. And I'm referencing specifically people like H.A. Goodman. And in fact, you know what? While I'm thinking it, credit where credit is due. Cenk Uygur, the other day, said something that I thought was maybe the first reasonable, smart thing that he said throughout this primary process. What he was suggesting right after Tuesday's primaries that Bernie Sanders should suspend his campaign.
He did say that. That was not the first thing he said, though. One of the first things he said, which I thought was just offensive as hell,
yeah,
and I am giving him credit for saying he should suspend his campaign.
Yeah.
But one of the very first things that he said when Clinton was finished speaking was that she didn't pay enough deference to Bernie Sanders, which to me was just, she was so conciliatory.
Yeah.
She really was. And, you know, it's funny. I've tried really hard not to jump on the sexism bandwagon.
Sure.
But, and, you know, and I can't say why I've done that. Maybe I'm a d- for not jumping on the sexism bandwagon. But there was something that was so offensive about Cenk Uygur basically saying, you know what, this is, the implication being, what an astonishingly historic night this was for women in America and for Hillary Clinton in particular as a woman, and this country in general, that we have nominated a woman,
yeah,
from a major political party to be president of the United States. And all he could think about was, you know what, you didn't kiss the guy's ass enough. And that really pissed me off.
Mm.
But yes, you're right.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he did come around on the idea of, like, look, Bernie should suspend his campaign.
Yeah. I mean, there just needs to be that meme circulating social media. The meme of Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. I mean, there's something from the debate, quite honestly, which is, I think it was the very first debate between the two of them, where they're smiling and she's laughing and they're shaking hands after the debate. And it was a good moment. That only goes so far, of course, and as we've witnessed online all this time in the interim. But moving forward, going into the general election, it's so crucial to not only see Bernie Sanders campaigning for Hillary Clinton, but standing there on that stage, clasping hands and unifying the party. And I think all of the reasonable people, all the sensible people, whether they be Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters, are going to begin to reconcile. And that's only going to be a positive thing. And as I said before, it's appropriate that they, you know, follow the lead of the person who they consider to be the leader of their movement. And that's Bernie Sanders. So, you know what I want to do? I want to take one last break and then talk about maybe the tweet of the year so far. Short break.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know where you're going with this.
One last break. Back after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Summer music.
Pow, pow, power.
This is the Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Welcome back. Did you notice there was no mention of superdelegates in Bernie Sanders' remarks at the White House?
No, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a feeling that again, Barack Obama and Luca Brasi disabused him of that notion.
Yeah.
Because I can't, it's very hard. Look, I may have my disagreements with Bernie Sanders, and I may think that recently he has really come off as a cranky old man. but I have to believe that he understands. He's not a stupid man. So I have to believe that he understands that what he was proposing or what he was hoping might happen goes completely against everything his campaign has been about.
And the other thing was that he did, you know, he mentioned that the process was impartial. This is a big deal. I mean, he said the impartiality of the process is intact, and you know, he's gonna, you know, obviously he's got issues with little things like the debates and other procedural problems. But he said the overall process of nominating Hillary Clinton so far was impartial. And that is a big, big deal. This is basically Bernie Sanders saying to his supporters, all right, enough with the rigged election business. The establishment rigged the election for Shillery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Stop saying that. I'm the candidate. And from what I observed, the process was impartial. Okay, now, the tweet of the year so far. Donald Trump reacted to Obama's endorsement of Hillary Clinton by tweeting, of course, Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. He wants four more years of Obama, but nobody else does. Once again, a great example of having the best words.
I know words. I have the best words.
Crooked Hillary. He didn't come up with a nickname for Obama, though.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what his nickname for Obama would be.
Black Obama.
Black Obama. That's right. Darky Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. Good God. That's exactly something he would do. He would say that and be like, well, that's not racist. And you're the one who's racist for saying it's racist. And so Hillary's response to Donald Trump became basically an instant political meme. This is something that we're going to be repeating for the next 4 to 8 years, if not beyond. She just replied to Donald Trump, delete your account.
That's it.
Yeah.
Three words.
Just genius.
And, you know, I actually tweeted, I sort of retweeted it, and I said, I'm like, you know, look, she's owning you, bitch. You need to sit down and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Which, of course, he's not going to read, but who cares? But,
oh, of course not.
But the fact that that is the number one trending topic right now, and it does bother me because the entire idea of presidential candidates tweeting at each other is depressing as shit.
Oh, I know.
But to her credit, you know, her or whoever's running her account, just the way to do it and not come off as the kind of obnoxious, juvenile little that Trump is through brevity.
Yeah.
Is to basically wield that like a scalpel.
Oh yeah.
And that's what she does. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. It's like one of those scenes in a movie where someone just goes up to someone else and they're talking to them, and then suddenly that person looks down and there's a knife sticking out of their stomach. Like they just clandestinely walk up and go and just jab them in the gut with a shiv and then just walk away. That's all she needs to do.
And he can't help himself because he, of course, responded again. You know, he fired back.
Yeah.
And she didn't even bother with it. You know, her account didn't, I mean, at least not that I can see, didn't respond, didn't say anything. And I think actually Samantha Bee hit him back for it, which is really funny.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the thing. He's going to go insane because he's so easy to fluster.
Yeah.
He's so easy to get under the skin.
And then did you see what Reince Priebus tweeted back to Hillary Clinton?
I can only imagine.
He wrote, if anyone knows how to use a delete key, it's you.
Oh, that's very clever.
Yeah, so clever. And all the, you know, of course, all the geeks are saying, well, you can't delete your account by using the delete key. It just doesn't work that way. You have to, there's a whole process to delete your account. Like, well, I think you're missing the point, but okay, I get it. Okay, so moving along, Elizabeth Warren is probably going to endorse Hillary Clinton today on Rachel Maddow.
Good.
On MSNBC. Senator Elizabeth Warren is expected to endorse Hillary Clinton Thursday night on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show, according to Boston Globe reporter Annie Linsky. The prized endorsement from the popular Massachusetts senator would come on the same day as President Barack Obama went public with his own support for Clinton. Clinton secured enough pledged delegates, blah, blah, blah. Also yesterday, along the, on the Elizabeth Warren tip, Harry Reid, it kind of leaked out of Harry Reid's office that he's supporting Elizabeth Warren as a potential vice presidential nominee for Hillary Clinton, which I think, honest to God, would be a fantastic idea. I know it's not the only idea, clearly. I would put Elizabeth Warren at the top of that list. If she had run for president, it would have been a no-brainer for me. I would have easily supported Elizabeth Warren for president. Certainly, you know, as opposed to Bernie Sanders as an alternative, I absolutely would have supported Elizabeth Warren. I think she's got what Bernie Sanders doesn't have, and that is this amazing balance between being just this knife-wielding badass and also being like a gosh golly mom type character. I think she's got both ends of the the spectrum covered in terms of her temperament, you know, in terms of what politicians should have as far as temperament goes. So, but that's good news that she's going to endorse Hillary. Of course, then Warren's Facebook followers went bananas.
Of course. Yeah.
You can only imagine.
Here's she's a, you know, she's a traitor and she's dead to them.
Right.
And this is why I don't think they're going to matter. I really don't. I think that as of right now, they're self-marginalizing and they're just not going to matter.
Well, some of them will absolutely self-marginalize. I think some of them will come around too, and I like to think that most of them will follow the lead of their guy Bernie Sanders and make the smart choice.
Some of them won't.
Oh no,
some of them have made it abundantly clear that this revolution is bigger than Bernie, which makes zero sense.
Right. Here's some of the reactions to Elizabeth Warren's forthcoming endorsement of Hillary Clinton. This is from her Facebook post. By endorsing Hillary Clinton, you're now a big reason for the corruption in our country. I should have known all along that you were a sellout since you never endorsed Bernie Sanders. One of the leading champions for income equality and fairness on Wall Street is now a sellout because she didn't endorse. If you endorse Shillery and accept the VP position that will be two women I won't vote for, one a criminal and the other a sellout. An endorsement of Hillary Clinton will undo everything for which you have stood. An endorsement of Hillary Clinton will undo my faith in you as a person with integrity.
Oh, okay, person with a Facebook account. I'm sure she's shaking in her fucking heels over that.
Right. Shame on you for backing Clinton, another pseudo-progressive we must vote out of office. By the way, you know, I was referred to as being center-right today. I was center-right. That's fascinating how things have shifted so much.
Well, you are center-right.
Yeah.
Compared to them?
I guess so.
Because they're insane. They're so far off. I don't know where you are because they're so far off to the left that they're basically meeting up with the right.
Yeah.
So who the f*** knows where anybody is anymore?
Right. My support for abortion on demand and my support for repealing the Second Amendment, totally center-right positions. Thank you very much. You know, and then the of course the Facebook reactions went on and on and on. Let's see, before we wrap up the show, I just want to talk about this very, very briefly. The headline is small bomb damages Target bathroom as company faces criticism for transgender policy. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that the small bomb that exploded in the women's bathroom at a Target store in Evanston, near Chicago the other day was in retaliation for anything. But it was probably in retaliation for the bathroom policy. I mean, if just going out on a limb, it had to have been about this. It had to have been some radical Christian. You know, there was something that I was going to play, I believe, on the show. It was either last Thursday or maybe it was the after party. This woman went into a Target store, and I'm not saying she's connected to the bombing or anything like that, but there was this YouTube video going around virally of this woman who went into a Target store and began to proselytize about the bathrooms.
Yeah, I saw it. It was brilliant.
Yeah, just going around and shouting at random, shoppers at the store.
The thing to keep in mind, though, is that this is it, man. This really represents the death rattle, the last gasp.
Oh yeah.
That's why they're so desperate for Donald Trump. And you know, somebody made a really great point today. Mm-hmm. And it's not, obviously, it is not a scientific metric, but it's still not a terrible way to sort of tell how much pull a candidate has when you consider just how many people really do follow these two candidates on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That initial Donald Trump tweet that he fired off about, you know, crooked Hillary, that got something like 60 or 70 or 80,000 shares and likes.
Yeah.
Hillary's got... if I remember correctly, the last time I checked, it was like 300,000-500,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was looking at it, it was, I think Trump had 11,000 and Hillary had something like 64,000. And that was a while back. And in regular time, it was just a few hours ago. In political time, internet time, it seemed like ages ago. By the way, here's just a little teeny tiny taste of this woman who's preaching at Target about their bathrooms. This is maybe the commandant of the Toity Patrol.
Attention, Target shoppers!
Awful.
Men are allowed to go into the women's bathroom.
So that's all I can take of that one.
I was going to say, you need to know that I pulled my earbuds off.
I'm sure you did.
I'm sorry. No, f*** her.
Yeah.
She's you know who she is? She's that woman who was on whatever the wife swap show was, the crazy Christian one. The one who totally, remember, did you ever, please tell me you saw that? The warrior for Christ?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I also thought of her to be similar to the woman who we talked about a couple of years ago, who dragged her son out into her backyard so they could together spritz chemtrails with a bottle of vinegar.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, these people. And
by the way, I don't know if you saw this, by the way, USA yeah. Today exclusive. Mm. Hundreds alleged Donald Trump doesn't pay his bills.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Donald Trump's not paying his bill.
And this is it. This is the thing that we've talked about. Hillary, all he's got is going back 25 years.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe he can hit her. He's going to keep hitting her on the email thing. But when that turns out to be zilch,
yep.
He's going to be completely f***ed. And that's all he's going to have is that she's already been hit with and stuff she can easily defend against. Meanwhile, it just as the press digs into him and as more and more dirt comes out, it's going to be new scandal after new scandal after new scandal.
Yeah.
And the press, he antagonized the press so much that they are going to delight in exposing him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's not going to be hard. I mean, the guy's basically been, I mean, Donald Trump has kind of been a de facto shock jock for like the last 30 years. Just saying all varieties of terrible, terrible things. And so it doesn't take much to go back and dig in and find some of those quotes or find some of the awful business deals he's put together. I mean, certainly he doesn't pay his bills because he said the other day he enters into deals knowing that he'll only pay them like 50 cents on the dollar when it comes time to collect. This is the kind of guy that the Party of Personal Responsibility wants to nominate. The Party of Fiscal Responsibility. And they've nominated Donald Trump. All right, coming up on the Postmortem Show, we're going to talk about Roseanne. We're going to talk about Hugh Hewitt. We're going to talk about Jacob Applebaum. Remember him from the Snowden business. That's at patreon.com/Bob and Chess. Sign up if you want to listen to the Postmortem Show or the After Party. We'll see you over there, folks. Bye-bye.